I stand here in rather deep humility. I'll ask the regular parishioners who attend this Mass, when in the world was the last time you saw a deacon standing here? I am truly humbled. This is a very special Mass to me. It was my late wife's favorite Mass. And it just seems like this Mass, at the end of the weekend, just kind of brings relevance, if you will, to everything that we've done. Because of the pandemic and other factors, my health challenges, I've been doing the 9:30 Mass because that's streamed. But I promise you, I will not be a stranger any longer. And Father Martin, you can vouch for the number of times that I have said I have got to do a 5:30 Mass. So for good or bad, you got me. My friends, we celebrate this weekend the solemnity of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit which was given to those disciples behind that upper room and in essence became the birth of our church. Three persons in one. The Holy Spirit, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three persons in one. It's hard to comprehend, isn't it? Every time I say that, I go back to my third grade classroom and a wonderful, wonderful nun, Sister James Elizabeth, as we were being prepared for confirmation. Now, you young folks, you heard me right, third grade. In the dinosaur ages, we were confirmed in the third grade. She was trying to explain to us the concept of the Holy Trinity, three in one. And we just were not getting it. No matter what she tried to say, we stood there or sat there with just blank stares. So then she did something that I have not forgotten, nor will I ever forget. She asked three members of the class to come to the front of the room, at which point she gave all three a birthday candle and then lit all three candles. She turned around and said, "See, you see three candles, individual fire on the candles." And then she asked the three to combine the flame. And she turned around again and said, "See, three in one." The whole class went, "Ooh." The Holy Spirit is a part of us that can never go away. It is a part of us that is deep rooted. It is a feeling deep, deep within us. It is our direction. The Holy Spirit protects us from doing stupid things, even though we will do stupid things. But forgive us at the end of that. The Holy Spirit is that innate sense in our body. When we see discrimination or racism and try to do something about it, that is the Holy Spirit at work. We hear gossip, or we're tempted by those temptations that are so easy to fall into. The work of the Holy Spirit says no. And when we want to think, to reach out to someone, to give just a little cheerio, for the lack of a better word, offer a condolence to someone who has lost a loved one, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. Growing up, I had a very, very dear friend. We'll just say his name is R.B. We did everything together. Some things I just as soon as not remember, but we did everything together. In fact, he and I were so close, my mother said, and just designated him a second son. But when we got into high school, things seemed to change. We kind of went different ways, if you will. Our relationship definitely soured, became competitive in many ways, and eventually all communication ceased. A couple of months after we graduated from high school, I get a phone call from RB asking me to be his best man in his upcoming wedding to his high school sweetheart. The word flabbergasted doesn't even describe it. And God's grace prevails to this day because we are still in communication together. Friends, that's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. It's given to every one of us. You know, the gospel says, receive the Holy Spirit, and said that to the apostles. But at the same time, that Spirit, that same Spirit was instilled in each and every one of us. Every one of us. And we can do something about it. But let me caution you on one thing. We are not in control. As much as we may want to think we are, to determine our own destiny, we are not in charge. I'll never forget a period of where I was seriously questioning whether to continue my formation to the diaconate towards ordination. And I made a comment a couple of comments to another vowed religious nun. And she grabbed me by the ear and pulled me aside. And I remember saying, "Sister, why do you nuns always go for the ear?" And she said, "If I grab your ear, your head is sure to follow." She said to me, "Stefan, remember one thing. The Spirit is in charge. Do not fight it, because you're not going to win that fight." Obviously, she was right, huh? There's one other thing that the Spirit does, and I'll end on this. There's one other thing the Spirit does, is that the Spirit will throw you into the quagmire, into a pool, to see you sink or swim. My point being, your deacon left his homily on the kitchen table before he came to Mass tonight. This is what I tried to craft in the back of church before Mass. If you want to see a more eloquent homily, you can watch the 9:30 when I had it in front of me. It doesn't make any difference of whether I'm speaking written word from a page that I crafted or from the back of a manila folder. Here's the point. The Holy Spirit wrote both of them. Might I ask that we do two things? One, take a few minutes before Mass is over. Close your eyes and look to feel that Holy Spirit that's within you. It's there. Trust me. And then second, if you will do this, make a prayer that everybody on the face of this earth will do the exact same thing and try to find that Spirit within them. Can you only imagine what would happen if that occurred?